This is WHCL, Clinton, New York. And now, it's Radiola.
Put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. Welcome to another show, and it's a very special evening for me. I'm celebrating 13 years of having somebody put up with me, and I find that very strange. I tend to be the kind of guy that gets tired on people pretty quick. I'm sort of I wear on people's nerves. So the fact that someone could stand me for that long. But since 1997. So, being the 13th year of that, I played Justin Ring and his orchestra, Irving Kaufman, singing very beautifully indeed, You're Lucky to Me, 1930. That was from the Jeff Healey collection. I used some more of those this week, and I do appreciate the use of those. I have to appreciate Jeff Healey's family for making those available and Dave for copying the drive from me. Then we had Shep Fields and his Rippling Rhythm Orchestra with what else but the 13th Street Rag, 1937, also from the Healy Collection. And our theme, Wake Up Chillin'. And yes, it's a beautiful day today. I'm very happy. It's this week was a great week because we finished up something, and I was glad to do it. It was a long, long week. But we got here, and I'm so glad. Yes. We're going to continue here, and this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now with Isham Jones, 78 I picked up not too long ago, and I'm presenting for you now. Isham Jones, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare on the vocal in 1925 with That Certain Party. Yes. Yeah, here it is.
Yeah. she's got naughty eyes.
I'll say she's got naughty eyes.
That second party, you know the one I mean.
Sure, I know the one you mean.
That second party of mine. Naughty eyes, turned up nose,
rosy cheek, pretty clothes.
She's no smarty. Has she got loving ways?
Yes, sir, she's some baby.
That certain party of mine.
Thank you. go.
Get fucked in love, I'm hazy and I'm crazy. I'm craving for love. She's willing for billing and she coos like a dove. I've got a darn good reason now for me to go. Hey, I was just around her, turning nighttime into day. But now it's different since this loving baby came my way. Oh, she kills me and she thrills me. She has hit that and bold. She knows it and she shows it wherever she goes. I got a darn good reason now for being gold.
Band. That was Cab Calloway and his orchestra. Actually, they were the Missourians, and Cab was fronting them. That was his first recording for Brunswick in 1930. Got a darn good reason now for being good. Indeed, I do. Oh, boy, do I. And I managed to not stray too far from the center path here. And before that, Emil Seidel and his orchestra. Together We Two, and Strolling on the Path, of course, 1927. That was originally on a Janet Electrobeam, but where do they sound? That's from somebody. It's not in my collection, and you know I wish it was, but it was nice to have it. But from my collection, as the Calloway was, Isham Jones and another Jones, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, with That Certain Party, 1925 on Brunswick. This is Radiola, and I'm in a celebratory mood this weekend. And yes, of course I am, and we're gonna enjoy it, and have to. It's I'm just astonished that anyone can stand me. We're gonna, and you know, W8CL can. I've been here for 5 years. W8CL 88.7 FM, W8CL.org, and we're gonna continue now with a very nice vocal performance by someone named Pete Woolery. I played the other side of this a few weeks ago, but this week it was appropriate to play this particular selection from 1929. From the Broadway Melody, here is You Were Meant for Me.
Life was a storm, you came along. I've laid awake the whole night through. If I but dared to think you cared, this is what I'd say to you. You were meant for me. I was meant for you. Nature patterned you, and when she was done, you were all the sweet things rolled up in one. You're like a plaintive melody that never sets me free. For I'm content sent you, and they meant you just for me.
Never milk and honey when the bills are hard to meet. But like two little flies on a lump of sugar, we find it all so sweet. We're always tired in the evening. We're always hungry when we eat. But like two little flies on a lump of sugar, we find it all so sweet. We've got a little cottage, it's tumble down and quaint. It's really just a roof above. We call it a little palace, we know darn well it ain't. But you overlook a lot when you're in love. We may never reach that rainbow from our humble little street. But like two little flies on a lump of sugar, we find it all so sweet.
That was Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra, 1929. Actually begins with the word so. So the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds got together. I generally don't use the word so when I'm typing that out, and I don't believe I did so here, but so the Bluebirds and the Blackbirds got together, 1929. A nice, it sounded like a piano duet, and I'm sure one of those guys was Ray Noble on there. It's interesting that there's no vocal, but you don't need one. Great instrumental. Before that, that was an ornithological anomaly. Now an entomological anomaly, like two flies on a lump of sugar. I don't assume that a lump of sugar would be what they would gravitate toward, but that's just my experience. But still, it's a sweet song, if a little strange, sung by Little Jack Little and played by Little Jack Little and his orchestra in 1934, beginning with Pete Woolery, "You Were Meant for Me," 1929. Well, there will be some anomalies here, but I'm trying to keep it fairly romantic. And this is Andy saying, not that I'm, my wife can't believe I'm romantic, because I don't have a reputation for that. And I, well, you know, it's not forced, and I don't want to, it's not like prefabricated romance, which turns my stomach, but, you know, you have to express it sometimes. And there it is. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. This is, speaking of what guys do sometimes, I had to find this particular version of this record because, by the Clevelanders, because there's a male vocalist singing this, and he doesn't do the, he doesn't just sing it off the sheet. He adjusts the pronouns so that they make sense for a man singing it to a woman. And this, I believe, is, and I feel this is appropriate because, and I'm not conveying too much of a secret here when I say I do all the cooking in our house. So I'm playing this in celebration of those Sunday breakfasts. The Clevelanders, a vocal possibly by Jerry White, but I'm not sure of that, so I didn't notate it as such on my playlist. Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love from 1930.
chairs I'll be baking, and rugs I'll be shaking, and beds I'll be making for you. Cooking and spicing and spreading cake icing to make life enticing for you. I know that man's work may be from sun to sun, but woman's work somehow is never, never done. So laughing, not weeping, I'll go do my sweeping when I am housekeeping for you.
Never see that love was meant for me, but now that's all I'm ever thinking of. Never even knew till I bumped into you just how much fun it was to be in love. The joke's on us, we never knew that you love me and I love you until we told each other we love us. We gave ourselves a big surprise the night we looked into our eyes, the night we told each other we love us. We kissed our lips and gave our hearts together. We won't complain of rain or stormy weather. For you have me and I have you, and then we have each other too. There won't be any other, we love us.
Oh, yeah, I like that record. There's another version of that by the Coon Sanders Nighthawks, which I also like a lot. But this one I've never heard before. That's from the Healy collection, and I like it. Fred Hamm and his orchestra, Dusty Roads on Brunswick. We love us. Nice. I like the tone. I like the song. It isn't heard much. It's sort of It's one of those songs that sort of lurks somewhere, but doesn't really make a big splash, but I love it. Before that, a very famous song recorded by Ben Sullivan as Frank Auburn with Annette Hanshaw on the vocal, When I'm Housekeeping for You. Now, that's not entirely accurate in my house because we kind of do both. We both work at it. But since I do the cooking, and I insist on doing the cooking, Cooking Breakfast for the One I Love, 1930, I was so glad to find a man singing that, describing, you know, cooking for his wife. Why not? The Clevelanders, 1930, maybe Jerry White on the vocal. I like it. This is Andy Sr., and this is Radio All, and I'm celebrating 13 years with someone who can tolerate my cooking, too. And it's, you know, it's easy to do. You could probably tell that by looking at me, anyway. And we're going to continue now on Radiola. Some rather, you know, some odd songs here. Still very nice. But I sort of, again, in the strange, sort of a bit odd category. But I like them. There's good stuff here. Guy Lombardo here, Carmen on the vocal. His brother, Carmen, in case you don't know, Carmen Lombardo. As Long as Love Lives On. And that is from 1932.
Heavens could fall as long as love lives on. The sun could stop shining, the day could be night, but one kiss from you makes everything bright. The sun could stop shining, the day could be night, as long as love lives on. While gazing in your lovely eyes, my new world I see. There's something blazing in your eyes, it's my eternity. Spring could be autumn, the moon needn't roll, I won't need the moonlight with you in my soul. Spring could be autumn, the moon needn't roll, as long as love lives on. Thank you.
together, we're happy together, and life is a song. When we are together, we know we are where we belong. We belong together like birds of a feather, together we thrive. Little caring whether the rest of the world is alive. All alone I'm only a half, like a joke without any laugh. But when we are together, we're happy together, and life is a song. When we are together, we know we are where we belong.
Everybody look at us so funny, wonder what we do or say makes them laugh at us that way.
Oh, honey, guess we kind of know what strikes them funny.
Listen, population, here's our explanation.
If we seem to be gazing blankly at the moon above,
please pardon us, we're in love.
We seem to do things in public we've been dreaming of.
Please pardon us, we're in love.
If we seem sorta kinda lackadaisical,
it's cause we feel love, honor, and a basical.
If we're holding hands and stop to kiss on a busy thoroughfare,
and if the way we stare seems to get in your hair,
excuse it, please pardon us, we're in love.
That was Will Osborne and his orchestra. Will was singing there with Dorothy Rogers. Please pardon us, we're in love. Why is everybody looking at us so funny? And with some couples, that's more, you know, that happens more than others. Please, you know, don't stare. It's impolite. But, no, who cares? You know, just stare if you want to. Take a picture. I don't care. That was also from the Healy Collection, as many of these are. Off an old Decca from 1937. Before that, we had Eddie Duchin, Lou Sherwood on the vocal. We Belong Together. Little caring whether the world is alive? Now that's... I don't want to try that out. You know, that's in theory, it's fine, but you don't want to carry that in practice because, you know, somebody just might. 1932, but yes, we belong together, and apparently somebody feels that way, or else I would be doing no such anniversary show as I'm doing this evening here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org here in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Annalyn College. We began with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, As Long as Love Lives On. Now that's what I was thinking. That's a definition of hyperbole. But sometimes you feel that hyperbole. Hyperbole is sometimes it doesn't seem hyperbole when you're saying it, and that's good if you can feel that strongly. Yes, I concur on that point. This what can you say? But it's beautiful, beautiful weather. We've had a rather strange year thus far, but I'm happy to keep going. The weather's delightful today, just wonderful. That's my weather report, by the way. You're not going to get another one, and it just has been. It's been one thing after another, but I couldn't have done it by myself. I'll tell you that. Just couldn't have. So I have to appreciate that which I have in my life. We're gonna continue here. By the way, if you want to check this or any other playlist out, check out radiolablog.blogspot.com. Radiola typed into Google will yield the same results. You will find many things on there, many great links to many wonderful shows, in addition to my playlists, which are there every week. Also links to Live 365. You can listen to the show all week, by the way. If you really, you know, if you can't get enough of me one night a week, you want to hear it other nights of the week, there's a bunch of shows up there. And there are other links to other shows are available for listening. If you can figure out how to get to them, they're there. Yes, indeed, you can do that if you want. And I'm glad to do that. And all the other great shows. There's so many good shows out there. You should listen to, you know, this music is... It permeates the internet. It's not available on local radio, but it's out there for those who seek it, and I'm glad to present it. And I enlightened a few people at an estate sale today when I was finding some records that had been picked over. But you know, no matter how well they're picked over, I always find them. So that's my talent. So look forward to some interesting things in weeks to come. I will present them for you here on Radiola, which is on every Friday night at 8 p.m. A program note, Saturday nights, 8 p.m., tune in to Mark Fuller's Retro Radio. Wonderful program. And that's on from 8 till 10 on Saturdays here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, best of the 50s and 60s. Gotta love it. So I'm going to play now. Here's a song that definitely fits in with our theme, from the wonderful CD, which you all should go out and buy, by the way, "Songbird in the Moonlight," by Molly Ryan, accompanied by her husband Dan Levinson. I think John Eric Kelso is on a few tracks, but there's Mark Shane and Kevin Dorn. It's a wonderful, wonderful CD, and this is a very sprightly tune. I Take to You.
Like a duck takes to water, like the flowers take to dew, like Aladdin takes to Aladdin quarter, I take to you. Like a fish takes to swimming, like the Irish take to stew, like a sultan takes to a flock of women, I take to you. Like moon and June kiss and bliss, a park, a bench and a tree, they all go together, harness all to we. Like stars take to gleaming, like the moonbeam to the blue, like a lover takes to drums and things, a note, a clef, and a key. They all go together, honey, so do we. Like a vocalist takes to humming, and a la 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 dum da la da, trumpets and trombones too. Like Kevin takes to drumming,